Sometimes she won't let me go to the bathroom until I ask permission in French. Madame, puis-je aller aux toilettes? The other day, she threw a piece of chalk at me because I was falling asleep. The chalk hit me on my nose, and everyone laughed at me. I just wish she would teach us the language and not be so mean. I don't enjoy going to school all the time, so I occasionally skip school and stay at the playground all day, but I don't tell Pa. One thing I do like about school is the uniform I get to wear this year. My uniform consists of a white shirt with puffy short sleeves and a short blue pleated skirt. I think it is very pretty, though sometimes I worry that my skirt is too short. A few days ago, while I was playing hopscotch with my friends, a boy came over and tried to lift up my skirt. I was so angry that I pushed him really hard, harder than I thought I could. He fell and I ran away, my knees weak. I think the boy is afraid of me now. Most Sundays after we've finished all our homework, Pa rewards us by taking us swimming at the club. I love to swim, but I am not allowed in the deep end. The pool at the club is very big, so even in the shallow end there is plenty of room to play and splash water in Chu's face. After Ma helps me put on my bathing suit, which is a very short pink dress with the legs sewn in, she and Pa go to the second floor and have their lunch. With Kev keeping an eye on us, Pa and Ma wave from their table behind the glass window. This is the first time I saw a Barang.
Chu, he is so big and white!
I stop splashing water long enough to whisper to her. He's a Barang. It means he's a white man, Chu says with a smirk, trying to show off her age. I stare at the Barang as he walks onto the diving board. He is more than a foot taller than Pa, with very hairy, long arms and legs. He has a long, angular face and a tall, thin nose like a hawk. His white skin is covered with small, black, brown, and even red dots. He wears only underwear and a tan rubber cap on his head, which makes him look bald. He dives off the diving board, enters the water effortlessly, and creates very little splashing. As we watch the Barang float on his back in the water, Cave chides Chu for giving me the wrong information. Dipping her freshly painted red toenails in and out of the water, she tells us Barang means he's French. Because the French have been in Cambodia so long, we call all white people Barang, but they can be from many other countries, including America.